Today on the Almond Journey podcast.
You know, we've got some great research done by the UC and the USDA that shows the benefit of these IPM techniques. But all that research is done in terms of reduction of damage, not in terms of dollars and cents.
Thomas Martin describes a new free IPM return on investment calculator. Welcome back to the Almond Journey podcast, brought to you by the Almond Board of California. It's here on this show that we discover how growers, handlers, and other stakeholders are making things work in their operations to drive the almond industry forward. I'm your host, Tim Hamrich, and I get to travel up and down the valley, virtually in most cases, to feature the leaders who are finding innovative ways to improve their operations, connect with their local communities, and advance the almond industry. Today we head down to Fresno, California, to visit with Thomas Martin. Thomas is a regional technical representative for Trace, who went through the Almond Leadership Program this past year. His project, looking at the return on investment of various integrated pest management strategies, received a ton of interest and attention at the Almond Conference. In fact, it was voted the best of his class. Thomas has since developed a free online tool so that growers and PCAs can calculate the ROI of various IPM practices for navel orangeworm using information from their specific orchards. It's a really cool and easy to use website that he's developed, and we're going to hear more from Thomas about why it's helpful and how to personalize it for your own specific situation. Now, Thomas didn't grow up in almonds, but he got to the industry through an interest in chemistry and now seems right at home in the Central Valley.
Originally, I grew up in Ohio, so very little familiarity with the crops out here, but I actually went to college to study chemistry at Xavier University, which didn't even have an ag program. But during college, I did some internships with a herbicide researcher with Bayer Crop Science. And that was where I started to see that I can do, you know, really good research in the ag field and have an impact on the world and get to have a good quality of life and work outside and talk to people and do different things. So I started to investigate it, ended up going to Fresno State through Bayer Crop Science. They sponsored me to do some research with one of their products and then study at Fresno State as well. And since then, I managed Kearney Ag Center, where I did a lot of my research. I just managed a lab there with Dr. Kent Dana, who does a lot of work on biocontrol with insects. Before I got hooked up with Trace, it was through that job that I got hooked up with Trace, doing some mating disruption research with them. And I've been with Trace for 3 years now.
And how did all of that sort of lead to this idea of the ROI calculator? Or did the idea come from the leadership program somehow?
Yeah, you know, it's something that it was one of the first meetings when I was first got on with Trace. One of the first things that came up and, you know, kind of indirectly in the meeting. Every grower you talk to wants to know, you know, what the benefit of using your product is going to be. And so they ask you two questions. They ask you, how much is it going to cost? And they ask you, how much money am I going to get back when I use it? And it's really easy to answer how much it's going to cost. You know, we all know that. But looking at actually the dollar value return is a little bit more complicated. And so, you know, it was one of my first meetings that this question was posed. And it took me a while to kind of figure out how to work it. It's really a complicated, you know, process that growers get paid. And, you know, we've got some great research done by the UC and the USDA that shows the benefit of these products, of these IPM techniques. But all that research is done in terms of reduction of damage, not in terms of dollars and cents. And the reason being, it's, you know, a pretty complicated process that combines and turns reduction in damage into, you know, the dollar and cents return there. But, you know, basically when you look at things like yield, what the actual damage is, what you expect the IPM technique to reduce that damage by, and then how processors pay their growers with quality bonuses and different things like that, you can kind of figure that out. And that's where the calculator came from, and that's how it was born today.
Yeah, and maybe explain it to somebody who has never, has no background here. Explain kind of what the calculator is.
Yeah, so basically, you know, we wanted to look at the value of these IPM techniques. So there are different things for navel orangeworm in particular that are going to reduce damage And we have a lot of research that shows what these reductions in damage are. So just for example, mating disruption is expected to reduce damage from navel orangeworm by 50%. Okay, so we know it reduces damage by 50%, but what's the dollar value associated with that 50% reduction? So when a grower gets paid for their crop, there's a number of things that go into it. It's the yield, and then there's also a different piece on the quality of the crop. So when you have low damage, you can get bonuses that are going to boost the value of your crop. And so taking all those things into account, like the total pounds per acre, the price of the commodity at the time, the different quality bonuses you'll achieve with different levels of damage, you can make that calculation and figure out how much money you're actually saving for a grower by adding this IPM technique that assumes a 50% reduction in damage, for example. So there's five different main components to IPM, and the calculator looks at three of them in particular: winter sanitation, it looks at mating disruption, and timely harvest, and assumes the reductions in damage that are found in the academic literature. So with winter sanitation, it's about reducing mummies per tree, getting below mummies per tree, two mummies per tree is the UC IPM suggestion there. And that can take you from around 8% damage to 1, 2, or 3% based on, you know, what that number is. With mating disruption, we assume that 50% reduction in damage that's shown in the literature. And then timely harvest, if you leave your crop out there for X number of days, you gain about 0.5% of damage every day that it's out there longer than it should be. So we can, you know, use the different delays that you had, how long the delay was from the optimal day to harvest your crop versus when you actually harvested your crop. And you can calculate how much money, maybe could have been saved if you had done it at the right time.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the mating disruption makes a lot of sense to me, the 50% reduction. I could see how you could model that out pretty easily. But like, for example, on the winter sanitation, if it's like, all right, if you're under the 2 per tree threshold, how much you're saving there really depends on how much above that threshold you were before. How are you figuring out a number like that?
Yeah, exactly. That's a great question. So the research comes from a paper written about 20 years ago by Joel Siegel and Brad Higby. They've sampled almost 2,000 different almond blocks throughout mainly, you know, Kern County and areas around there. And they found that if you had over 2 mummies per tree, on average, you were about 8% damage. And they broke that down at values less than 2 mummies per tree. So they did 0.5 mummy per tree, 1 mummy per tree, 1.5 mummies per tree. And the results from that study, I basically just put into an equation. And it shows that the damage rises exponentially as you increase mummies per tree, especially as you get closer to 2 and above that 2 mummies per tree line. So it uses that equation to factor in what your expected damage is. So if you put in that you have 1 mummy per tree out there, it finds what 1 mummy per tree corresponds to based on their research. And that's around, 2.5-3% damage in that case. As you get lower to about 0.5 mummy per tree, it's closer to 1%. And so you can kind of model the differences there. So most of the time, growers are going to be going from more than 2 mummies per tree and then aiming to get below 2 mummies per tree. So you can see what the difference in that about 8% average model looks like compared to getting down to less than 2 per tree and being closer to 1-3% damage there.
Great. Yeah. So, I mean, part of the value here is that you're taking the research that's accumulated over decades and changing it from kind of a generic average to a here's what I could experience on my operation. But then the real value, like you mentioned earlier, is like taking it from just damage to actual financial outcomes. How much money per acre is my return on investment? And in order to do that, it's probably pretty complicated because you have to go through like quality bonus information. Talk to us about how you get there once you go from damage to actual financial outcomes.
Yeah, so some processors will publish their quality bonus information, but the website will explain the equation that's used to do so. It takes into account different things like hidden loss out in the field, where the damage level that you get at the processor is actually usually about half of what you actually had out in the field. And that's because as nuts are consumed, they get blown out and they don't even make it to the processor level. So usually you have about double the damage in the field as you actually get reported at the processor level. So it takes into account different things, and those are all explained in the website. But the basic idea of it is you take your yield, you multiply that by the price of the almond. And then you also take your yield and you multiply that by quality bonuses that are achieved with reductions in damage. The different damage that you're estimated to have out in the field is going to take away from your yield. So if you have 2% damage, you assume that yield is, you get to keep 98% of that yield instead of 100%. And then, you know, that 2% damage corresponds to a certain quality bonus, whether it be 5 cents, 10 cents, 15 cents per pound that you're getting back there. So then when we're reducing that damage, that quality bonus changes, and you're also keeping more of your crop. So that's where the equation models can change the value of your crop, because you're keeping more of your crop, and then you're getting a higher quality bonus as well. So in order to do that, we need to know the quality bonus levels, you know, where those numbers change and different things like that. So we have a couple processors loaded into the website right now, but the goal is to get, you know, as many as would like to participate and get their exact quality bonus sheet on there. It's not going to be shown to everyone, but it'll be used into this equation behind the scenes. That way their growers can see, with this quality bonus that the processor has, here's the value of adding these IPM techniques. And most of them really want you to get below that 2% damage level. That makes it easiest for them to process. And so being able to model what it looks like when you're able to do that, a grower can understand if, you know, the price of this IPM technique is worth the gain that I'm going to get.
And can you talk a little bit more about why now, both in terms of grower economics and in terms of pest pressure? You know, why now is a great time to get something like this available?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't seem to be getting easier for farmers. The bottom line is even harder and harder to make work from year to year. And so really saving where you can and understanding, you know, where those opportunities are to save money to make sure that you can be around the next year and for many years after that, this is the time to do so. You know, there's a lot of challenges in farming, and this pest is really good at doing what it does, and that's eating almonds and stealing your crop. And so, you know, we have to make it as hard as we can for them. And, you know, we know how to do that. We have really good techniques that can help us do that. And it's these pillars of IPM: this winter sanitation, mating disruption, chemicals, timely harvest, monitoring, these different things that, you know, make it really hard for navel orangeworm to do what it does best. And so adding these together can give us a better result at the end of the season.
Yeah. And when it comes to kind of the five, I don't know if you call them pillars of navel orangeworm IPM, you know, winter sanitation, field monitoring, mating disruption, chemical application, and timely harvest. Do we have data that you know of, or what's your sense, if not, of how many growers are using all five of those to some degree?
It really varies year to year. I think one of the challenges the last 2 years has been doing winter sanitation. It's been wet. It's been hard for people to get equipment out into the orchards to sanitize, among price concerns, making it harder to spend money as well. So it really changes year to year. I think just a few, you know, trends that we're seeing. First of all, the biggest difference you can make for your damage is winter sanitation. And there's no question about that. This calculator shows that, the research shows that, it's winter sanitation. But, you know, we see trends in other areas as well. Mating disruption continues to be adopted at a higher rate. Especially years like 2023 that were one of the worst damage we've seen in a long time. You see the value in the growers that used mating disruption versus their neighbors that maybe didn't. A lot of reports showing they did better than their neighbors with the use of these IPM techniques, like adding mating disruption and different things like that. So, you know, it really depends. I think 2023 that really gained value in using these IPM techniques, because we saw damage almost double what we normally see. And in certain cases, we saw really high numbers around, you know, 10% in some areas, in some fields, and even higher in others. So, you know, growers understand and PCAs can see that that's not something that you can do year over year. So I think as we have bigger problems, we have more people adopting these techniques, and, you know, mating disruption is becoming more and more popular. People are seeing the value of that and adding it to their program. And I think, you know, in the coming years as well, winter sanitation is going to be a huge focus, not just for navel orangeworm, but now we have this new pest, the Carpophilus beetle, where that's a main treatment for that as well. So there's a lot of value into adding these techniques.
Gotcha. And I imagine all of the research that this is based on, the control group for that research is not using any of these other IPM strategies. Is that right? Because that could get pretty complex as well. It's like, well, what if I'm using three out of the five IPM strategies, or this is the only one I'm using? How do you kind of account for all that, or do you?
Yeah, so the value of the tool is really to estimate adding whatever specific IPM technique you're looking at. So if you're looking at winter sanitation, the value is to look at, with my program last year, I got 4% damage, but I didn't sanitize. If I spend this much on sanitation, it's going to change my expected damage by, you know, whatever that is, then this is going to show the value of doing that. So they really should be looked at individually. Typically, you know, you want to use all these programs together, all these IPM techniques together. That's when they work best. That's when you get the lowest overall damage. So if there's one that you're missing that you don't have yet in your program, take a look at the calculator and you can see the value that it will add based on the damage that you're currently getting without it and what it would expect you to get when you're using this technique. That's the great thing about this tool is it's customizable to your orchard. So you'll choose the inputs for yield, for your damage levels that you'll see in your orchard that you expect to see. And then your projections for price based on either past data or, you know, what you think that this fall will bring. So you'll customize it based on what you expect to happen in your actual orchard in this coming season. And it's going to take those yields, it's going to take those values for rejects and apply the research to them, assuming the reductions in damage from the IPM technique, and then show you what the change is on that bottom line. It's going to show you the value originally if you didn't change your damage and you didn't change your yields. And then it's going to show you the value with those changing numbers for yield by keeping more with less damage, and then also getting higher quality bonuses as well. So it's going to show you, you know, those differences between those two fields, if you had the IPM technique or if you didn't. Then it's going to take that and calculate an ROI, return on investment of that as well. So based on the price that you put in, based on the price of the IPM technique and the price that the dollar value that you're saving, it's going to tell you the return on investment that you got by using this IPM technique. Or maybe if you didn't break even, it's going to tell you that too. And then it also has a few more analytics to it, just based on, you know, it shows you what difference is based on the yield difference. So the changing yield going from 2% to 1% damage, for example, going to tell you what that value is. And then also the changing quality bonus. So, you know, what portion of those savings are because of the quality bonus change and what portion is because of the yield. So there's a few features into it, just to make you more comfortable is the goal, to make you more comfortable around, you know, using this calculator and understanding, you know, where your money's going to and how these IPM techniques can help you save more and increase your margin.
And is this just a website I'm going to go to access the tool? Is that right?
Yeah, it's a website. It's called nowcalc.com. So nowcalc.com. It'll take you through to the homepage, which kind of explains what's going on, that navel orangeworm's a problem, and we can model how it affects your bottom line. And then you can choose your crop. So right now, almonds and pistachios are available. And then with those, you can look at the IPM techniques. So you can look at winter sanitation in almonds, mating disruption in almonds, and timely harvest in almonds. And when you choose your IPM technique, you'll then have to pick your processor. So based on the processors that we have loaded, you can use their quality bonus incentives, and then you can also model without a processor, which doesn't take into account quality bonus incentives. This is good for growers who maybe process their own nuts if they have that in their operation. That page can be used there. And then that's where you put all the inputs in, like yield, to model your actual orchard.
All right, a couple just logistical questions on that. Number one, is it free? Number two, do I have to give you my email or anything about me? And number three, what happens to my data once I put it all in the website there?
Yeah, great questions. It's totally free. This is just meant to be a support for growers. It's just some basic math. That's why we invented computers, to do the math for us. So all it is input it into the website. You do that. You don't have to sign up. No email, nothing like that. I'm not going to track you down, anything there. It's totally free. Your data is not collected and stored anywhere. It's just meant to essentially be a more specific version of a calculator that you can use for your orchard to model IPM.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with the research that you're using for this, does it usually take into account variability from like the north part of the state to the southern part of the state? A lot of times you'll hear, well, yeah, that's fine for those growers over there, but for us, it's a little bit different. You know, to what degree do you think there's variability here that you just can't account for because, you know, it's just too hard to research on everybody's individual farm?
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, different regional variability for navel orangeworm damage and you know, what IPM techniques are going to work best in different areas. This calculator has to draw on the academic literature that's out there. A lot of that's done in Kern County and Fresno County and areas more in the southern Central Valley. But, you know, I think what we saw this year is that the damage that occurred in the state was really from top to bottom. From Chico to Bakersfield, we had high damage. And that's the biggest thing in this calculator is following the damage. So, you know, what we saw in NorCal, and I think, you know, I'll commend Northern California growers is that they seem to really be taking it seriously and getting on this IPM in the future. They haven't really had the damage levels to get a positive ROI on some of these IPM techniques in the past. But that changed in 2023. The damage was high in, you know, the whole state. And so they're getting on it now. And I think using this tool and I'm sure their own math to figure out that these higher damage levels just aren't sustainable if you want to keep farming for the future. And with an almonds with a 25-year, you know, crop life, you need to, that to be into account. So, yeah, it's really supposed to be applicable through the whole state based on your damage levels. And I think what we're seeing now is that damage across the whole state has reached a new level that we, you know, haven't seen in a long time. And so the balance of that equation on whether it's worth paying for IPM or not has really changed and shows that it's worth paying for IPM.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really emphasizes that this is not not dissimilar to insurance in a lot of ways, right? So like, yeah, your ROI is going to be much higher when your damage is higher and your infestations are higher. But when the opposite is true, it's not such a bad thing, right? It means your yields and your quality bonuses are coming a lot easier. I mean, would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the other pieces of you know, this project and modeling the different ROIs on different damage levels and yields, it showed to me just what the risk is in getting high damage. You know, if I asked any grower how confident they were that they'd get under 2% damage, most of them would maybe smile and say, I'm pretty confident, you know, maybe 50% chance I get below 2%. But there's hundreds of dollars at stake by getting high damage. And that's just the reality of it. There's the component of missing yield, which can be, you know, 5 to 10% of your yield that's being stolen by this, you know, navel orangeworm. But there's also the component of the quality bonuses, right? And we're in tough economic times where the price of the almond isn't what we want it to be. But with these quality bonuses, we can almost change that price. We can boost it by 5-10 cents per pound by getting low damage. And so, you know, there is some control over that price there. So these processors incentivize it for a reason, and doing what you can to make sure you're hitting those, it really can make a big benefit on your bottom line. And that money goes right to your margin to help fund some of the other tasks that you need in the orchard that aren't getting cheaper as well. So understanding where that is, where that line is, can really be of value.
And you presented this at TAC on stage. I know a lot of people are really interested in this project. What has been the response that you've received in the months following TAC, and what are the interesting comments or questions you're hearing about this?
Yeah, it's been really encouraging. You know, I've gotten a lot of, I thought about this, but never did it kind of responses, because this is, it's truly what growers need to know when they're adding these IPM techniques. It's what's it cost and what does it benefit? So the response has been really positive. You know, I really think that, you know, the more processors we can get, the more applicable it can be to more growers, and we can help them model their damage. And it really even surprised me how often these scenarios break even and you get a positive return on your investment. It'll tell you if, you know, your yield and damage conditions won't give you that positive return on investment. It'll tell you that. But those situations are few and far between. In most average to moderate yielding and damage situations, you're going to break even by getting that damage down, especially below that 2% threshold that processors really like to see. And so you can see exactly where that line is through this calculator. And that's something that I think people have really appreciated and hopefully helps us reduce damage as a whole throughout the state going forward with this pest. Because I can tell you it's not going anywhere. It seems to only be getting worse. So it's hard to justify increasing costs. But, you know, if you can figure out the return on investment, it can be worth doing.
Sure. And do you see ways that the tool could become more and more sophisticated in the future? Where would you like to see this thing go?
Yeah, I mean, it really just depends on, you know, I like to take grower feedback on where they like to see it go. Right now, the next step is just continuing to add processors. So it's more applicable to more growers, because, I mean, there's a lot of different processors that incentivize damage in different ways. And so, you know, getting that to be as representative as possible is great. I don't think it needs to be limited, you know, just to the crops and techniques that we have right now. You know, as we develop new IPM techniques, you know, I'd like to see their expected reductions in damage reflected in this calculator as well, and making it the best resource we can for other growers. But also, I mean, the other crops do similar things. They incentivize low damage on your yields, and they do that in similar ways. So I think expanding it, you know, where it makes sense is where I see it going in the future.
Makes sense. Well, you did this as part of your Almond Leadership Program project. Curious about if you think you would have taken it this far had it not been for that program.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. That really was the kick that was super helpful to get this, not just into, you know, a usable form, but also a publicly available format online. So I had some version of this on my computer, just, you know, to use for growers that I talk to. But obviously, there's 7,000 almond growers in the state. I don't talk to everybody. So getting this available, it was the feedback from the program, from, you know, my presentations, that said that this is something that we need to get out there for other growers to use. That way they can estimate, you know, the benefit of IPM. So the special project portion of the Almond Leadership Program was a great instigator for getting this done and getting this available, and hopefully then even improving on it in the future as well.
Mm-hmm. And what was the most difficult part of putting this together? What was the part that was a lot more difficult than you expected going into it?
Yeah, it's interesting. So I'm not an IT specialist. So, you know, creating a website was very, you know, intimidating for me, but I kind of started this at the right time. Artificial intelligence has, you know, obviously become something that is available to everyone and open source. And that was essentially what I used to create this website. It was me asking these AI websites, how do I do this on a website? How do I do that? How do I write this equation? How do I, you know, make the title look like this? And it ended up, you know, was easy enough to follow and to get something online. It's certainly not the prettiest website you'll ever see, but the functionality is there, and that's what it needs to do is calculate those to the best of our ability. So, it's interesting kind of how it worked out.
And did you have to go back and read all these scientific papers to get the, you know, the data to build the models with?
Yeah, a lot of it, you know, I was familiar with because of my job. You know, I'm out here talking about mating disruption all the time. So, you know, it was doing a literature search to find some of these other IPM techniques and getting actionable takeaways from them in terms of reduction in damage and those. And I tell you that, you know, it's really hard for those researchers to do that. You know, there's so many variables that go into it. They put in a lot of time and work on these studies. Most of them were funded by the almond industry, right, to know what these IPM techniques are going to benefit the growers. So just using that. And yeah, it took some time to go through all that, but I think it's worth it. And we have actionable, you know, takeaways from this website now that can pinpoint, you know, where you need to be to break even by adding these IPM techniques.
Great. Well, nowcalc.com. We'll put a link for it in the show notes, so everyone listening can go check it out. It looks like you've included your contact information right there on the website if you just hover over your name. So you, I'm sure, are open to people reaching out to you to talk to you about this.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a call. Let me know what you think. And any suggestions, I'd welcome with open arms.
Again, that's nowcalc.com, nowcalc.com, and we'll include a link directly to it in the show notes. Thank you again to Thomas Martin for taking the time for this interview and for taking the time to put together this online calculator and offer it for free to the industry. Thomas told me that now that the website is developed, his next steps are to include more processors in it and to try to get as many growers as possible to use the tool to give him feedback on how it can be further improved. Thanks again to Thomas. We here at the Almond Journey Podcast believe everyone in the almond industry has a story of their own of how they're making things work on their farms or in their jobs. Hearing voices of industry leaders, people like Thomas Martin, may spark a connection or an idea that you can use in your own journey. And that's why we want to feature these stories of innovation, of resilience, and of community here on this podcast. I hope you'll come along for the ride by following or subscribing to the show on your podcast platform of choice. And please pass it along to someone else in the industry so we can all share in this Allman journey together.